Yo, what up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Players Podcast. Our podcast. The podcast for the players. Hey, hey, the Player Podcast. Player Podcast.
Hey.
Hey, what's going down, man? We back. We got a true player, not a new player in this motherfucker.
Player.
It's going down. We got my nigga H's. Baby H's.
Yeah, man.
From the, this is the hillside H's.
You already know what it is. Baby H's, H's, BH's, BH. There's a lot of fucking names. Whichever one of you was introduced to me as, or you know me as, man, you know, by all means, address me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say hello. I say it back, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't. How everybody doing?
Good nigga right here. Good nigga.
I try to be.
Got my nigga Wiz Dog in here.
Wiz Dog.
Got a smooth night, man. This nigga LJ brought over here some Hennessy Black and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the smoothest shit I done had in a
long
time.
Nah, that's just the birthday bottle, man.
That Hennessy Black.
I'm just cooling them. Hennessy Black.
What's that other Hennessy that females be going out of the country to just to come back with
the white one? The little white one.
Hennessy White.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's got a different bottle and shit.
I ain't know it popped like that. I passed like 7 bottles on the way out. I should have been.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much is them hoes going for out here?
I don't know. Bitches out here. They out here fucking for the Hennessy White.
Just for the white.
That was 7 sevens I could have pulled. They wouldn't have been tens, but if 7 bottles can get a 7, nigga. A 7 for each bottle, nigga, that's 7 sevens.
7 sevens. That's luck.
35, 37. dun. Hennessy White.
That's funny as fuck, nigga. Okay.
Man, I'm telling you, they out here.
Cause you was where was you seeing? You was at in Mexico somewhere?
I was coming from Tulum.
Oh, okay.
And you know, Tulum, Mexico and all that shit. But when I'm passing through the thing, I look on IG and the homegirl is talking about, hey, I'm just leaving Mexico, and y'all know I got them Hennessy White bottles on me, so y'all need to tap in immediately. I look on her post. It's 66 comments, and she posted it 3 minutes ago. Like, hey, hold that for me.
Damn.
But, nigga, I'm already through security. So now I'm looking at the phone like, nigga, can I? All
right.
Do I got enough time to bust this bitch and walk through? Is it worth, nigga, not getting back to the States?
It's a good question to ask yourself.
I didn't know it came with 7 sevens.
7 sevens would have been.
Man, niggas, bitches trading coochie for Hennessy? Man. Well, white Hennessy, I guess.
Nigga, they going dirty wine. For that Hennessy. Nah,
is it good like that? Did you taste it?
I ain't even try it.
I'm like,
it gotta be. It don't even matter though.
How about
you know, anytime niggas make a new liquor pop, they gonna go with it. Like they,
that's
that shit
it
called
sounds
the Casamigos.
Good. Yeah, Casamigos.
That shit been around since Fred Flintstone, but now
it's popping.
Because it's popping, everybody jumping on it. Like the shit even good. Yeah. I remember I tried it once and it was just like,
what is it? Tequila?
Like, nigga, this that shit that the Dukes of Hazzard was. Some Daisy Duke was shit. Selling this shit, nigga. I remember that.
Some drunk nigga shit.
Man, for real.
That's what's up. They see your ass been bouncing around like a motherfucker, bro. Hit up all the places you done been in like the last 2 years, my nigga. You been moving, nigga.
Man.
Never even touched Mexico.
Man, it's a beautiful place, bro. Like, yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, especially if you can understand what they saying. Nigga, if you speak 25%, not you don't even need 50. If you speak 13% Spanish, nigga, it's
you
nigga, you in there.
Okay. I know a little bit.
But if you don't, then nigga, it's like, yeah, retirement money. You came down there saying I'm going to spend 300.
Then they getting you left and right.
Oh, shit, 13%, that's still a lot, though.
You just need 13 spent of Espanol. Just un poquito. That's all you need. Just
poquito.
A little bit.
Un poquito. Yeah.
Oh. Como you know? Estás? Como te llamas? Yeah.
Ah, bien, bien.
Shit like that.
All that shit.
Bien. Okay, you know.
Donde está papas? French fries.
Cuidado eres. Like, nigga, I know about 23 words.
Okay.
That get there me a go. Deal on, like, on breakfast.
Nice.
But after breakfast, I'm getting taxed the whole rest of the day because I didn't use my words up.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, now it's like, nigga, I'm on a taxi. I'm on a $66 taxi to go to go 12
steps. Now you're a black gringo.
I done went 12 steps up the block. And nigga,
fucked up.
Man, I done passed all the Hennessy. What? All right, we off that.
Man, nigga. You know, I'm still hurt about
that. I missed a blessing. I could have been.
Man.
7-7.
Oh, I wonder how much is they selling them bottles for out here on the street, though.
7-7 with the whites?
Yeah.
I don't think they have them. We don't have them here, that's for sure. I ain't never seen them motherfuckers.
They might be illegal in the States.
Absolutely.
How they be, I don't know that, but I'm saying like how they be going about it.
Because if you can't have them, I wonder why. Shit.
Well, I'm thinking of Kansas, they may have a few bottles somewhere. I don't know where, but yeah, they might got, I think they got a few bottles.
In Kansas?
Yeah.
Probably Topeka. Topeka would be crazy.
Topeka,
they be knowing they, Topeka still got Dr. Pibbs. Nigga, they got fresh juice. They got all that. Minute, they still got Fruitopia in the corner. Only in Topeka though.
Now, that's some high school shit.
Man, that's a lot, nigga.
I'm telling you, Fruitopia.
Hey, facts, nigga. It's in Topeka. Nah, shit.
They stunting out there.
They got it all.
I got the real fruit juice. Nigga. Nah, but real shit, man. I'm happy to have you, bro. For real, for real. This man, nigga bro. H's, man. This nigga just pulled a major stunt. All you half-ass niggas out there, all y'all niggas,
talk
better
to
gear the fuck up.
Talk to him.
This nigga, see, you laid it out for me a little bit. I ain't gonna spoil it, but you did lay out the idea, but I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it how you meant it. And now I'm like, oh, shit, after watching, I'm like, that shit's powerful, bro.
Man, appreciate you, Brody. Yeah, it was like, I mean, I purposely did it like that a little bit for the fact of, like, going into it. Remember when y'all kept going, like, and he kept asking, like, oh, they don't even know what's going on? It was for the fact of, one, I didn't know who's going to show up.
Okay.
So when I'm doing all this, it's with the mindset of, I got to frame it and get it to where if somebody doesn't show up, then I'm able to make up for that scene.
Work with it.
So it was so much dependent on each scene, depending on the people that show up. So this is why I'm telling, that's why when y'all see this, man, it's a short film called Windows that I put together. And,
dope.
You know, I did an open invite. I was going to include as many people as possible, whoever's going to show up and stuff. You know, a few people told me that was going to come through there and make it. You know, no hard feelings and stuff, but, you know, y'all going to beg to be on this next one. And if not,
it's that good.
I don't know why you hating. I don't know how you hating from outside of the club. You can't even get in.
Right, you don't even know what you hating on.
Nah, man, but, that's why I did it. It was for the fact of, like, I didn't really know. I knew how I wanted it to play out.
Yeah.
But depending on who showed up, it might not even been there. So I didn't want to get nobody's hopes up or nothing with this. Yeah. And plus, I wanted everybody to be as surprised.
Yeah.
I wanted that surprise. Like, when you seeing how everything plays out and you go into it and stuff, and then it's like, it leads into now that you kind of see, like, oh, I see where you're going with this. It makes the, now you intense, now you really buying into it. Because just for y'all showing up was enough for me. We was going to figure it out and make it happen.
Fuck yeah,
but y'all niggas went above it. Y'all killed it, man. Every single one of y'all, bro.
H's,
amazing.
Man, you, like I say, bro, especially when it comes to this music shit, you was probably the first nigga I knew that was actually rapping on
facts!
On tape. You know what I'm saying? I'm just say that out the hillside, unless there's something I'm forgetting about. I got my nigga LJ because I do be forgetting shit. So if this nigga can correct me right now, you correct me right now. But as far as I remember, it was Baby H's nigga. He had a battle. This nigga had a battle.
No, Bobo did. He did that. You feel me?
This nigga was already. We was in school.
I'm like, God damn, this nigga.
He said, "Don't let me catch." I'll never forget the line, bro. It was something about, "Don't let me catch you in your hoodie, my nigga," or some shit. You think you would hit? Or it was something. I was like, "This nigga's tight."
Man, bro.
I was young,
too. Nigga been doing this for. It wasn't too many people. Yeah, there wasn't too many people around. That was.
Not on
tape. That time. That was the voicemail times.
Yeah.
That's how I came.
Your shit used to be on.
I used to just hop on everybody's voicemail. So niggas call, I did it. I started with the homies, and then I started doing it on all the females. So
yeah.
That's when it started popping. Say,
a couple ladies I heard you on.
You know what I mean?
Thump, obviously.
And niggas started trying to go to. So that's where it started going, like, oh shit, this nigga gas.
Yeah, that shit was dope, bro.
Yeah,
bro,
man. Thank you, brother.
You definitely, that's why I say, nigga, you know, I say that shit with my head up, nigga. I mean that shit. Like, this nigga was really for real. Like, running around, showing niggas that he was really, like, I'm about to be rapping on niggas.
Man, bro.
Real songs.
Nigga, but.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, if I knew.
As a child.
If I knew to at that moment, like, to really buckle down. Because at that point in time, bro, you got to understand, like, I was doing it just because I knew how to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. There wasn't really no, I didn't know how to make money off of it. I didn't know how to generate no type of income. I didn't know how to really push it. So I'm just doing it for the city, the hood, right. my niggas, everybody from, especially if you was Park Hill and stuff, so everything that was around it yeah. was gangbanging. It was heavily, so everything that was going to, this all I was going to, boy. I'm saying, like, if I would have knew to, like, tone that down and really, like, Harvard and stuff like that, where you looking up now, nigga, we on.
Yeah.
I'm out of there, because it's like, you got to think, I probably wouldn't even ended up in the pen, because at that point in time, there was still enough time for me to, like, go all the way in this.
Yeah.
But when I chose to, like, nigga, I rap just because I rap too, mm-hmm. and made gangbanging a priority, and yeah. you knew how, and then at that point in time, like, instead of me just deciding, like, nigga, music the priority, I'm going to put my all into this. At this time, it's like, nah, we all made a decision. Like, nigga, we going to get the gang known and our name known.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, niggas was active back then. So it was like, it was real active because yeah. we was trying to make the, you know, and we was putting the energy and time.
Into that.
Into the wrong places and stuff. Yeah. But, it, you know, it has to happen like that. Niggas was young.
So we know we lost. We know no
better. And now when you get to that point and stuff, shit. And but it ain't too late. Any moment, nigga, we can blink and
never too late.
We still young.
We can blink and nigga, a song take off.
Real talk. Oh, you know what I mean? Old, nigga. Niggas old shit be going off.
Song take off.
Crazy.
A play a podcast episode, get noticed by the room. It's anything like that. Anything. Consistency, just building and stuff.
Absolutely, right, bro.
You feel me? So
that's dope. I said that music thing to say, like, to see you go from that to the visual shit and be like, this is your first, like, is you saying this is your first official film, or do you got something else out there I missed?
You said film?
Yeah.
Not like, not music videos, just the short films, like anything in film. First not one, music. Bro.
See,
first one.
The level you coming out on is pretty high, my nigga.
Listen.
That bar is pretty high.
You kind of set the bar high.
Pressure, baby. I'm pretty high. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For real.
For sure.
And this ain't even setting high for nobody else. Like, I don't, nigga, I want niggas to.
Absolutely.
To reach that or overlap that. Like, anybody, like, whether it's mine or anybody, especially from the city.
Yeah.
Nigga, if you're from the city, I want you to see that, get motivated and say, like, exactly. nigga, I can top that. And that's cool. Cause why you aiming to top that one? The minute I got done with that, I already had four other ones ready. So it's like, no matter where y'all trying to get to and stuff, so nigga, I'm
let's keep killing.
I'm gassing. I'm looking back at this already and shit. I see, and it's like, I can't wait for y'all to see that. See this, man. It's an amazing piece of work. 12-minute short film. It's called Windows. I'm gonna drop it here soon. Just doing some homework and stuff on it and stuff. But as y'all see this. Then just, like, see this and understand and keep in mind, too, that when I tell you, I promise you, I already got at least four other ideas way better than this shit. And that's where you're going to look at and see and sit, nigga, we ain't playing, baby.
Nigga, about to kill
we
it,
ain't
nigga.
Killing them, nigga. It's
killing, man.
So, I gotta watch this one this. First. Shit,
let me ask you this. Were you studying anything in particular as far as, like, visuals and shit like that? Because, nigga, you was doing shots from above, all kind of shit, nigga.
Oh, bro, I mean, how do I say this?
You was outside of the box with it, for sure.
When you losing and you behind, at least if you smart about it, when you losing and you behind, a wise person, are really only thing you can do is watch and learn from the people that's winning. And that's all I'm doing. Because I'm not winning yet.
Shit.
No matter how people might say, like, hey, bro, I seen you do a song with such and such. I see you do this and this. None of that shit matters until you see them co-signing me and talking about, like, I did this song with my nigga H's. When it's the way other way around and I'm saying me featuring it, and then they ain't posting me on theirs and all this, that's not an accomplishment to me. If anything, that's a failure, because at this point, it's like, all right, I need to go hard. I need to do better. Yeah. Obviously, that wasn't enough for them to feel like, hey, I need to put my arm around and say, this is the next nigga. So just like when it comes to all this other stuff, you know what I mean? So it's just like,
that's some real
bro, this shit is.
You said something similar. Hard to explain. The day we shot that, you said something similar. I forgot exactly what we was talking about, but you just reminded me of it. Like, that's some real shit, man. And see, I always take that shit back to, like, the simplest thing I can think of, right? Like, as a baby, you know what I'm saying? Learning how to walk. Before you knew there was even walking, you had to see somebody else do it. You know, you had to think of walking. You know what I'm saying? Just like niggas want to get rich, right? You got to think rich, my nigga. know what I'm saying? You got to think and act how these rich motherfuckers is. You know what I'm saying? The babies got to watch these motherfuckers walk around and try these movements they seeing other motherfuckers do. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Until you get that shit down, nigga.
I forgot who said it. Somebody, I don't want to misquote, buddy. It was something on the lines of like, it was, I'll come back. I'm trying, I don't want to misquote this and stuff, but I'm trying to get the, what was you saying?
But yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like people be afraid to take knowledge and shit, and or even just say that they learned some shit from another person. Like, nigga, how you think you know anything, nigga?
Exactly. Oh, that's all. That's what buddy said. He said, you know, your thoughts become things. If people understood how powerful their thoughts was, you wouldn't try to think a negative thought a day in your life, and where it really comes to. And mind you, bro, I didn't really fully get it until I came up, like, in these past few years and stuff, like, where I looked up and, you know, bunch of losses and stuff on my end and all the thing like this. But I looked up and not even really realizing it, that I slipped into a place of dealing with mental health issues that I didn't even understand existed. Like, you know what I mean? To where I was at a point where niggas used to clown motherfuckers. What you mean, nigga? You having anxiety? What the fuck is that? Like, nigga, what's that? Toyota made that? This nigga, you see the new Toyota anxiety, nigga? Like, nigga, what the real fuck shit, is this? But it's, you know what I mean? And panic attacks and all this stuff. And I didn't understand none of this. And you know what I mean? But then it starts clicking when I'm finally, like, realizing all this trauma, and from a child that went, it was untouched. I didn't understand what it was. So when I don't understand what it was, I can't work on it. We just going through life depressed and finally going back and realizing that it starts with the fact that poverty. So a lot of the depression came around the fact of, like, the poorness, not being able to have. And you know what I mean, like that. And you don't even really realize it, especially if you're around other people that don't have neither. And that just everything trickling into, especially when you jump in the streets. Then you might look up and everybody, the majority of the people that you around and grow up around,
that's the norm.
Nigga, they dying.
That's the norm.
You look up, you see them and shit. Like, hey, bro, I'm gonna catch you later and stuff. And you never will. And you're gone. And you're gone.
That's it. So and now I'm feeling like, hey, everybody around me doing the same thing that I'm doing. This is the norm to me, my nigga.
We just all walking right into the church.
Oh, the homies is dying. Oh, okay. Like, I'm used to this already, right?
There's even nothing else to consider because it's just so fucking common. It's like,
the homies is broke. Oh, okay. Me too. Shit. Man, right. Nigga, y'all niggas eating.
One of these niggas get a car and niggas, shit.
Hey, y'all lights off too? Yeah, that's, oh, okay, cool. Bet. Now we all on the same
tell
shit.
Tell me, nigga, you never, your true strength comes in the understanding that, one, you don't know shit.
Thank you.
Two, unlearning everything that you've been taught before. You know what I mean? Like, cause nigga, we've been taught a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Some of it even coming from our parents. Mm. Whether you got a mom and a dad, or just a mom or just a dad, and the only reason it's come to is they didn't intentionally do it. It's because they was taught this. Mm-hmm. So a lot of parents, like, teach the way that they were taught. You know what I mean? Especially when it's going on with their kids. And there ain't no fucking blueprint to this, so they don't really know. There's nothing really mapped out, especially if you a single black mother and you trying to raise boys to men, and nobody told you that this is an impossible, like, question to answer. You don't have the answer. You basing it off of things that maybe you had a dad and how he was doing this, or if you didn't. So that they passing down patterns to us that, you know, that's just putting us in revolving doors, and they don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. So it's like the true strength comes in the understanding that and breaking that. I don't think motherfuckers understand the strength and, like, determination that it goes into breaking fucking generational curses. And it ain't even just like wealth wise, money wise. It starts with the mind and all this stuff. Yep. To fucking break a nigga. If I'm coming up, my brother, my cousins, and I'm speaking for me, like, literally, older cousins, older uncles, brothers, all everybody around me is saying, nigga, we banging. Mm-hmm. This is what we doing here and stuff. And you don't want to be the odd man out and stuff. So when you look and he's saying, oh, nigga, all the realest, hardest niggas are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
No, all the hardest niggas is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But hard don't mean real. Hard actually kind of means stupid. The realest niggas is the ones that the realest and really the hardest niggas is the ones that can be surrounded by that and not become that. Nigga, who's stronger than a motherfucking nerd or a kid that's getting picked on and says, nigga, I'm going to endure this and go with this because I know my path. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to figure this out. Nigga, it's easy to join a gang. They ain't even doing, they ain't even taking applications no more. Nigga, they ain't doing no background checks. It's just, you know, you just around and shit. They like, hey, fool, what's your name? I'm Terrence. All right, you tear now, nigga. Welcome to the hood.
Welcome to the set.
Welcome to the set, nigga. Hey, y'all punch on this nigga for about 23 seconds, nigga.
Whoop like, on him, and now he down.
Whoop on him hard, like y'all don't like this nigga, but we really like this nigga and love him. We want to be from the set, but for this time, we gonna punch on his face and fuck up his dental and shit. And afterwards, we gonna shake hands and tell that nigga we love you and it's good.
Ain't that shit crazy?
This is where, but.
And I have a son, so that's
did we really do shit like that?
This is, listen, bro. But this is
fuck.
The fuck was we thinking?
This is where we going to. And unfortunately, when we get in there, it's hard to get out. Especially depending on what you was doing in the streets.
It's true.
It's certain times that you did enough, but not too much to where you can successfully make your transition out of the streets. Where you like, all right. I mean, I was out here.
Yeah,
I was kicking up some dust, but not enough to where it gets to and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can make a transition out and stuff. Mm-hmm. But speaking for self, few other minds and stuff, I don't really too much want to speak for them. But let me just say to be in the street and not to go into any type of details and stuff, but to really be like, we did a lot of fucked up shit to a lot of people that traumatized and hurt them for life. They family members and stuff like this. So when we come into this, me on my journey of trying to, you know, of trying to change, trying to become a better me and stuff to, you know, everything with that. Me on that journey, understand that I kind of missed my opportunity to step away a long time ago and cross that line of too much with certain individuals. So it's I know that these certain people, not only do they like, oh, they gonna hold that grudge, they deserve to. Certain motherfuckers that, like, nigga, I don't never expect them to like me and stuff because they know what was done and they know what we've been through and stuff like that with each other.
Yeah.
And the best thing that you can hope for in that situation is, like, running into a nigga that you used to get into it with bad. And the best thing that can happen in that situation is y'all mug each other. Or y'all look. And it's a mutual respect of, like, nigga, I'm at, like, you know, yeah. I don't fuck with you on... But he's in a place too where it's like, nigga, I ain't trying to go back there neither, and neither are you. And y'all both hoping and praying, like, nigga, don't let this nigga reach for nothing.
Well, yeah,
don't let buddy do nothing. Cause it don't matter how changed I am at this moment. Nigga, if it comes down to me and him, he's not going home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucked up because that means that somebody's child might lose their father, that somebody's mom might lose her son and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's fucked up that it's the situation that we in, but in situations like that, niggas ain't got time to have full-blown conversations with bullets.
Real talk.
You know what I mean? Nigga, I'm not finna, we ain't finna have no therapy session in the butt of your gun. When you pull it, nigga, I can't expect to just try to talk you out of that.
Right.
At this point, nigga, whoever's time it is, and let's just hope if niggas is busting, nigga, let's hope nobody get hit. Let's hope we both make it home and shit. You know what I mean? And that's the difference where I'm saying, like, to a point now where where I'm a be where I'm from and I am who I am and stuff. So, meaning, nigga, I'm not a gangbanger.
Right.
When we was banging, it was really banging and stuff like this. Like, banging hard. To be where I'm at now is you're saying it's a member.
Member of this.
And to shed that, it's tough for the simple fact of, like, it's like a fish out of water. We don't know how we gonna breathe. It's like I said in the song, it's like an athlete that retires from a league. He put his all into this shit so much that he just feels like all he is basketball or football. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we done gave up so much motherfucking time in prison and blood, sweat, and tears. I've lost niggas over this and stuff. So to just walk away from that, some niggas really feel like, nigga, this is all I got. This is all I... It might sound stupid to everybody and stuff, and it can be stupid, but it's just like motherfucking soldiers that's fighting over there, and they keep going back and stuff because it's that title that they got over there, what they earned and stuff. They don't really have anything else. So when niggas start judging, like, gangbangers that's just on this, they need to, like, really take a minute and understand where a lot of them is coming from, too, because a lot of them are trying to transition out of there, but they in the middle of it so much that nigga, there ain't no, I can't even exit right now. Yeah. Nigga, my, these niggas just popped my homie in the head yesterday. What the fuck y'all mean y'all want me to? Nigga, I want to go over
I'm
here.
On, now I'm on another mission.
I want to go over here, but I got to go get him back. And now I got to pray that after I get him back, they don't find out it's me that got him back and come get at me. Or even worse, the police get me for this right. M over here. Right once I'm trying to get out, and now I'm in the pen, and there ain't going no getting out. Nigga, I got to run into niggas every day. Politics, I got to survive. I got to, bro, this shit run deep, nigga.
Delicate balance.
It's, man.
Because we still got the attitude, you know what I'm saying? I be feeling like some days I do very well. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers will fuck with me. Niggas say slick shit and all that. I won't say shit to nobody. But some days, it's like the trigger, nigga, is like halfway pulled. And if you could just be the wrong motherfucker. And if they the wrong motherfucker too, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, it'll go right back to that old school shit like you talking about, the contest. Who gonna give up first? Who gonna look away first? Who gonna say something first, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you say something, now we gotta do something. You know what I'm saying? That's how I fucking got fucked up. Fucking around playing the contest and shit. You Man. Know what I'm saying?
Politics.
So it's like, I'm glad you said that, because I want to bring something
playing
up.
Playing the contest, winning stupid ass prizes. Mm-hmm.
I got a headshot. What you get? Some niggas got jail time.
Man, you know how many raffles I done won, nigga? Like, it's
fucked up, bro.
And nothing to really show for it and shit. Like, it's bro.
Nigga. Especially in that world, it's like, and now that Park Hill is totally different. Now, like, we can't even, like, you know, some of the shit is even gone. Even fucking Tyson's, nigga.
I seen a group of Golden Girls, like old white women
walking dogs,
walking Russell Terriers. They walking the Taco Bell dogs through the hood.
Yeah.
And they got that fast walk motion where their hands is pumping. And these old ladies, like, they just how they be walking through the malls when they close. Like, yeah, they got that walk going on and shit. And it's like
comfortable.
And how they look at you
and
is
they
so
waving
fucked
to,
up.
They waving like, to, hey, sure. not even that. Some of them is nice to the point to where they waving to the bangers because they might kind of know, like, oh, it used to be bad here, but it's turning around. So they see certain ones. They don't really recognize the red bandana. They don't even compliment you on a, hey,
cowboy.
like your bandana.
You from Texas, like me? I moved out here.
And her friend over there, I love the color. The color is so, like, red is vibrant. It attracts. It's powerful. Like, you know what I mean? And they waving to the bangers and stuff. Bangers hitting them up and shit. What the fuck y'all doing over here? Like, nigga, what
the fuck? I love how we slide through. Like, still doing that.
You know where you at? Like, they nigga, they hit them up. They hitting them up with bees and shit. And they think it's the okay sign and stuff. Okay.
Okay to you too.
Hey, Brandon. And they over here like, nigga,
I met his grandmother at the PTA.
Bitch, my name be Magic, bitch.
That's funny as shit. That's the realest shit, bro. For real. Yeah.
That's how it really goes down, though, bro.
I'm like, damn, the pleasantness is like...
It's and that's our fault. Meaning,
we wasn't buying our
minorities,
shit.
That's all it is. Gentrification's only a problem because they beat us to it.
Yep.
To where it's like, if niggas would have been getting money and stuff like that and then putting it together as a collective,
yep,
going up down to City Hall and figuring out how to work these permits and really getting over here and stuff. Niggas going to get going to trade school like they is doing now, becoming electricians and plumbers and landscape and engineers and stuff like that. Then you look up and we could have been cutting out a lot of middlemen and rebuilding the houses that grandpas and grandmas been staying over here for 40, 50 years.
Thank you.
And the minute that they die, 2 weeks later, they daughters or nephews or whatever stuff is selling it because they coming over here telling them, like, we'll give you this check for $200,000. They like, oh, shit. Not understanding that grandpa and grandma might have bought it back then for $50,000, $60,000.
Thank you.
But that was in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And now, not understanding that with the gentrification that they're doing and they trying to tear down whole blocks to change them into shopping malls or put anything Jamba Juice, Starbucks is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Not understanding that to tear something down to put a Starbucks, they're explaining that Starbucks is going to generate millions and billions of dollars and you're going to give me $200,000 for something that's going to sit here and make millions and billions. If you wait and don't sell that, and tell them come with an M or don't come with anything. Nigga, or come with, y'all got to triple that number that you trying to give because I understand that if I don't sell, it's not like you're going to you can build everything around it, trying to make people's life a living hell, but they're not trying to go through that. Right. They're trying to build up, they're trying to sell up the whole place, mm-hmm. get you out of there, start doing this, move the white people in, all that stuff, and it's just for the lack of it. A lot of it is ignorance. Like, we didn't really know no better, and majority of us didn't want to learn any better and stuff. We going off what we know. Like, nigga, let's make this quick bag. Let's go buy this shit. Like, nigga, what? Buddy selling a Hellcat for 10?
Loser talk.
Nigga, that's a crazy deal. Let me go grab that. Mm-hmm. And in that same, while he going to grab the Hellcat, there's another dude, real estate agency, where he's been saying, like, hey, I got a property that I'm selling that's going for $11,000 right now. Mm-hmm. And you just bought a Hellcat, and you could have just bought this. Mm-hmm. You should have just bought this where they just went and put. And
continue to make
where they
money.
Just went yep. and put a fucking Five Guys at, and it's like, you could have just owned the property and still leased out to them to put the Five Guys there. Nigga, now you just spent $11,000 and you generating that every month right. off of what they doing.
Right, but that Hellcat's right. costing you money.
Yeah.
Every couple that's months. But this, but not every.
Nigga, but it's a Hellcat though. That Hellcat, nigga, that's how they think. Like,
it's like an asset versus a debt.
But that tail though.
Liability. Right. Yeah, real shit.
But that dash though, nigga.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Nah, that's how they saying, like, mm-hmm. nigga, I hear you, bro.
I don't hear shit.
But it's maroon.
But nigga. Them pipes, nigga.
It's maroon. It's maroon,
that
nigga.
It's my shit. The maroon Hellcat. I don't think I seen that one.
It's maroon, nigga. Give me your hand. Feel this, nigga. Oh yeah, that's velvet, my nigga. They don't even put velvet in maroon Hellcats no more. Facts, nigga. I looked it up.
You feel me? Niggas be mesmerized. That's how niggas by be feel.
You know, and you like, can't even really too much fault them because it's just like, nigga, that's
yeah,
what we
that's
see.
All we know. Yeah.
They see Big Bro when they got the nigga, I want the Hellcat too. Mm-hmm. But if you was coming up and you looked around and all your niggas was owning buildings and stuff, you came across a bag, you ain't even gonna think about going to get no car. You gonna be like, the fuck? I'm watching these niggas generate all this income.
Real talk.
Let me go get this, let my money make money for me. Nigga, real the Hellcats.
Real business, yeah.
The Hellcats like gonna that. Be, there gonna be 100 of them here. And so if man, I want they, to, they, I can go back,
them bitches ain't
I can go back in
no
5 years and buy 100 of them, nigga. Hey, give me every Hellcat that you got
and
on
and customize
mother.
Them all. Go straight to the fucking Dodge dealership. When you
customize it all maroon.
Exactly how you
nigga.
Want. Yeah, maroon everything.
Velvet.
Shit. My gas pedal maroon too, nigga, because I asked for it. Like, you know, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But niggas don't be wanting to wait. They want to ball right now. Or, you know, they want to ball for now, not forever. You feel me? Like, nigga, I'm trying to ball for as long as I can, not for as soon as I can. You know what I mean? I ain't really tripping right now. Like, I'm cool. You feel me? As long as my kids, we eat shit and, you know, we can move around freely for the most part, I'm cool.
Yeah, bro. It's a beautiful place to be in. But, you know, with a lot of niggas, like I said, when you watching so many niggas get hit out here. And you in the thick of things. It's like, motherfuckers ain't thinking about what you mean. Nigga, put off for a five-year plan. Five-year plan, a majority of them is already set. Like, nigga, I'm probably gonna die, nigga, by next year.
Damn.
Like, niggas being it so thick and so in it so much that they be knowing. Bro.
Yeah.
Listen, my nigga Young Kel, rest in peace. Jordan Nelson, nigga. Like,
that little nigga was silent.
I remember him and Daniel, nigga. THS. I remember these niggas was having an argument over who was gonna be the first one to die from the set. Nigga, they was 15.
Having an argument.
Who's gonna be the first one to die for the set? And it was for the fact that we was in so much shit that everybody kinda had an understanding of knowing, like, mm-hmm. hey nigga, we making a lot of enemies.
Yeah.
And not all these niggas is scary and weak. There's factors over there from every side, and the wrong nigga catch one of us and it's gone. And everybody has an understanding of that and we good with it.
Yeah.
It's a scary fucking thought, bro. Yeah. It should never be like that, where it's, niggas is 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Right.
Not even thinking about 21, where it's just on some, like, nigga, we know at any moment, we might end up going to the pen for 20. We might, why the fuck am I 19?
Right.
Thinking about at going to the pen for more time than I've been alive, and I'm okay with it.
Okay. That's the crazy shit. Oh, my God.
Man. You feel what I mean? Like,
shit. We lavishing in that shit, like, on some real gangster shit. Yeah, we used to wake up every day, like, I wonder what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming out. You know, a lot of niggas was staying in, you know what I'm saying? Or when it get dark, they ask to leave. But, you know, certain niggas still be out there fucking around.
Nigga, looking forward to it.
We surrendered to George's ass. He's rented that nigga in the bellows being bad. Like, this little nigga, man, we gonna have to stay here because this nigga, we know his ass.
No, he's time for him. Man, that nigga, he was punching on shit.
Nigga, it was fun as fuck to us, too. Yeah. Like, come on, bro. When you really sit back and think about this, there's even times where I fall victim to it, too, where I be sitting around and niggas be telling war stories and still laughing and doing this. And any nigga can turn around and say, like, especially in music, like, hey, listen, but I ain't glorifying. Unless you put the medicine in the candy, no matter how you do it, it's coming off as a glorification. True. So it's like, if you ain't following this shit up with, like, where you telling a story about, like, nigga, I've been out here. So the majority of time it come out like, we just popped the nigga's head. This ain't coming off as, like, I'm trying to teach the youth different. It's like, you telling your story, but you also kind of making it sound like this is the thing that you need to do.
Supposed to do.
And then get off the track and say, like, hey, man, but I ain't telling these niggas to go do this and stuff like this.
Right.
Hey, if that's what you're doing and you like, nigga, I ain't trying to be the preacher to niggas, then stand on that. Say, like, nigga, I'm finna rap whatever I want. These other niggas is turned up anyway. Then stand on that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, nigga, and that's how you is with it. But it's like, but if not, and you have the ability to convey that message in different ways, then you almost owe it to the little niggas, to the young ones coming up, to give them a clear understanding of, hey, fool, this is what you're getting into. We just woke up and popped three of their homies, but you ain't telling that in the midst, after the aftermath of you popping three of their homies, they done hit your mama's house up.
Mm-hmm.
They done been over here. What you mean, nigga? They followed your sister to school just to see.
Preach.
They over here taking down license plate numbers and all this stuff. You ain't telling about how you can't even go to the clubs or none of that stuff because it's, you don't know who knows about none of this stuff, so you ain't telling everything about. So now these niggas is going, and they shooting at niggas, popping and all this. And next thing you know, what they doing? They jumping on live with their location because nigga, ain't nobody telling them how real this shit is. Like, hey, fool, if you go take his life, understand, nigga, who? That's somebody's cousin and brother too. They coming. They coming to get
the niggas on the white, bro.
They coming to get that. You owe a life, nigga. They want that.
Yeah, you told on yourself too. Like, so they definitely know who. Oh yeah, gonna cash in on your ass, nigga.
They like, oh, this nigga at Harkins
right now.
That nigga's in a movie theater that we know he got to come out one of these doors. Why'd he do this?
Oh my god, he finna get washed up tonight, nigga. This nigga's finna get it.
I really don't
understand that, man. Especially, it could be because of our era and shit. And we was taught, you know, to do most of that shit in secrecy. Like,
and we didn't have
niggas these, like
bro.
Us.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what's so fucked up, bro? I don't know if we had done this. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, we could sit here and talk, you know what I'm saying, all this shit that we want to, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cash shit. But we don't know we wouldn't have done what these young niggas is doing right now because we didn't have this. We didn't have this fucking technology.
You feel what I'm saying?
I can't see myself.
Nah, bro. Listen, bro. You know how you can know that he is?
Nigga, because we'd have been thug. We'd have been like, oh, yeah. Because I want you to be there, nigga, so I can get on you. Bottom line, right?
Listen. What I'm saying is a lot of niggas could have fell victim to it, right?
It's real
but this is where you know. This is where you know if you would have been. A lot of niggas can fall victim to it. His perfect example is Wack 100, right? Wack 100 about 40. That nigga about what? 97
on Pyru,
and everything on Pyru stamp. Nigga 97, right? That nigga got a hold of social media, and not even say not to take it away. I don't know, buddy. He might have been active back in his day, but he diminishes everything when he, because the social media, the camera turns off, and then camera turns on, and then he turns into a character of himself. So when that happens, you'll see a lot of niggas, like OG niggas, that get on and they respond to him too, because nigga, that attention and all that stuff. So all these niggas could have been active, but it comes on, it turns on and stuff. So where you really know is how you would have been is what are you doing now? Because if you was active, even if you ain't now, nigga, we all got phones now.
That's true.
And if you ain't doing that now, then you wouldn't have been doing it when the phone would have came and stuff like that. True because, that. You know what I mean? Because, like, now, there ain't even no risk of you could be on here, nigga, still going in and talking about everything that you doing, that you was doing and all this stuff. Because there really ain't too much risk, especially if you don't disclose too much information.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine back then, if they got the phones out and stuff like this, phones out, bro, it's like, at that point... At that point, nigga, I can say for sure, nigga, we wouldn't even have no social medias. Where it would have been happening is niggas would have been recording us and putting it on there. And other niggas would have been like, hey, bro, what's your Instagram? What's they at? Mm-hmm. Because there was a clear understanding of when you really active out here and stuff, you don't want anything that's going to just tie you back and stuff like that. So it wouldn't have been recording things on there. It would have just been people hearing about it, or if you happen to be with a camera phone out and you capture somebody getting busy.
Real talk.
But niggas wouldn't have been doing none of it. When the phones was out, nigga, Free Baby Night, I remember my nigga being, favorite line is, when niggas is getting down and any nigga try to like commentary or pull out a phone or anything, Baby BN's favorite words was like, what's up, nigga? Put your hands up. This ain't no spectator sport. It was just, that was the whole motto. Like, hey, either shut the fuck up or get in this.
Get in there.
So if you pull out a phone while we was nigga out here and doing stuff and stuff, the nigga that pulls out a phone, hey, you got next then, homie.
Whew.
You gotta run that. What you doing pulling out a phone then?
Yeah, you wanna remember shit, huh?
Stay out of it or get in.
Okay, yeah.
And if you out of it, nigga, then leave that phone alone. Like, don't pick that up. And if you willing to go there, by all my means, my nigga, record everything you want.
Right.
It comes with an ass whooping though. Like, or you might whoop me.
Right.
And if you whoop me, it's on camera. So we gonna fight 16 more times until I get a win. Hey, nigga, and if I win, I'm taking the phone because I gotta erase all the other.
All that whooping, hey, the whooping gotta go.
Hey, nigga, was he live? Was he live? All right, nigga.
Shut his page down.
Same time tomorrow, nigga. Meet me back. We gotta fight until we even. All right, but buddy whooped me like 13 times. I got him 3. I owe him 10. Nigga, as soon as this eye split, I'm gonna put the peas on this. 3 days, nigga. It's like the ring. What is 7 days, nigga?
That's funny.
7 days, nigga. Meet me in the same exact. You can't even. We gotta fight in the same spot because I gotta win here, nigga. I don't want to go win in Aurora and you whoop me in the hills, nigga. It's like I gotta live here,
don't
my nigga.
Count, man.
I gotta go to this store. I don't want to walk by the store every day and remember, like, damn, buddy.
Every day.
Buddy, split my beard, nigga. Right. Nigga, split a beard, nigga. That's how hard he hit.
Right. Don't let it be a dent or some shit, man, in the mailbox, bro. Nigga. Use your head to make, nigga. Like, goddamn, that's funny as fuck.
Huh.
Real shit though, man. It's a big difference between now and then. I really agree with that, man. It's a big difference. It's fucking almost scary because it's like these little niggas might try to do some shit like that to me. Like, little nigga, hell nah. You know, they be shooting niggas on camera and shit. They think that shit is like a fucking game.
Leave these old niggas alone, bro.
That shit like, crazy, though.
Let them have it.
That's what I was going to ask y'all, though, man.
Normally, like, they be asking me to buy them blacks and sticks and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I can't do it, I be like, I ain't got time to fuck with your little
life. Tell one of them niggas
sometimes
no now.
I'll do it.
Hey, OG, do you think you can buy me a black out of there and stuff? Like, nah, bro, I can't even do it. I'm finna get up in here. You didn't old bitch ass nigga. I'll be out
That's
here when you get out.
I don't know.
Listen. Shit. Listen, bro. So it's like, yeah.
Hey, be bro.
This where you gotta get to. It's the nigga. That's my motto. Let these little niggas have it.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck. Listen, if we in some and these, it's a young nigga. I can see like you can tell it in them too. Like, this is what this nigga's living for.
Yeah.
And it's a situation that can be avoided.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and it can be avoided and shit. It's at that point. It's like nigga turning up and shit like. Nigga, what happened? Nigga, my name is da-da-da. Nigga, what you trying to do?
I hate that shit, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nigga, you active. You out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. You got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, little man. You gonna catch you many bodies. It's cool. Bro, not this one, but you do your thing, my nigga.
Right. So,
bitch-ass nigga and shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, my nigga. Listen. Little nigga, you got it. But all I'm saying is, nigga, there's still men here. What I'm telling you is, you got this situation. You can go tell your homies whatever. I pulled up on that bitch-ass nigga and all this stuff. Only thing I'm saying at this point is, You got 1.5 bitch ass niggas in you. Just don't repeat it, my nigga. You got that first one off, and I'm still telling you, like, little nigga, look, you turned, my nigga. I see you up there. Go about, like, go ahead, my nigga. You got it.
Feel me?
But once you keep repeating it, nah, bitch ass nigga. I said, hey, listen.
Oh my God.
You gonna have you see a bitch, you gonna have to smack him, my nigga.
Right, you feel me?
But everything else besides that, I'm gonna try to avoid it and shit. You got it, my nigga. I'm gonna push to the Gatorade or wherever I'm going.
I'm out, yeah.
But that nigga had it. Nigga, the whole aisle is yours. The chip aisle is yours. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I was getting a Gatorade.
But
get over here, get in, get out,
mm-hmm.
and just hope buddy don't like. And once again, because then at that point, nigga, active is a switch.
Yeah.
You turn it off, you turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now we turn them on for the right reason stuff. Don't play with my kids, my family,
right.
and all this stuff. Sure. Nigga, the niggas from my section and stuff, you know, I still have love for them, always will doing stuff. So if it does go there, at this point, it ain't even gonna be on no gangbanging stuff. It's right. just gonna be the fact of like, but you try to get at one of my loved ones,
right?
Shit. And that's the difference. But everything that can be avoided, it's we will. Let little niggas have it and stuff. Tell them like, give them a compliment where the nigga turn. Oh my nigga, I see you turn, nigga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you out here active and shit. Right. I don't even want no problem with you, big homie. You right. got it, big man. Yeah, and most of the time they going that because that's all they want is that clarity. And
respect
and shit.
It too.
Hell yeah, I am my
nigga. Nigga. I was about to shoot your ass.
Yeah, like. Shit, all right, my nigga, you got it. You got it.
Dennis, though. That's how the little guys.
I'm telling you.
You know, you are, man.
And unfortunately, that be the same niggas where they so turn with it and they go into and they want to, before the camera and they do it. That be them same ones, though, that they hit that prison cell. They can't fight. They in there getting their ass toe up. They in that cell crying. They checking in. They ain't trying to come out of PC. Because when they was out and about and they had that thing on them, that gun, that's the easiest thing.
Respect.
That give cowards power, because all you got to do is squeeze that trick.
Coward.
You know what I mean?
Coward power.
Majority of us is cowards with power. Nigga, it's they give niggas that, give niggas that, and you know you squeeze that. But when you get up in there and they tell you like, you hit the wrong pin right, and you got to, as soon as you come in, I don't know how it is now, but as soon as you come through motherfucking, through getting nigga medical and all this stuff, they meet niggas at the tank.
Check
shit.
In.
Hey nigga, where you from, homie? Da da da, you tell me where you from, and depending on what the yard is, if that's on them, like, you from where? Kill a nigga, what's happening? And they be like, nigga, oh, this what you at?
Damn.
Yep, nigga, you gotta fade, you gotta run that as soon as we get to the unit.
Damn.
And it comes to that, and then this nigga, he ain't expecting that, because it's like, he in jail, and he's like, nigga, what's going on? And he start reaching, like, what the fuck is my. And then it sets in, like, I gotta go actually fight this nigga.
Hold up.
And all the rest of.
No?
All his homies want the fade, because. They heard about me. I've been out here gunning his niggas down. And now I got to get here. And one of mine's is saying like, yeah, but we heard how active you was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinking they going to come in there with, and niggas going to like applaud him and shit like all the time. Like, yeah, nigga, you was out here. Some of them is, but some of them going to be like, yeah, nigga, your name been ringing bells in here. You hit a lot of niggas' loved ones and shit like this. So just like I had to do when I came, you got to go. You gotta stand on that.
It's a tax fee.
Don't get the whole car no crash neither because you wanna get in here and shit. Them niggas telling you that they wanna go down and get the heads and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And depending where you at, they like, this nigga popped my brother.
Right.
Tell me need to come in that room.
Right.
And then you look up and niggas is like, he like, and you might be like on some like, shit, I'll get that nigga to fade. But then one of the big homies tell you like, nah, he said you popped his brother. It ain't just that. And slide you a shank. Slide you a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Now you looking at it like, oh, this is what we on. Buddy gonna try to.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, he won't. I took his brother. He want me in here. I don't know how to use this. I gotta poke that nigga. Where? How many times? Where's the vital arteries? Nigga, I don't know none of this.
Sean's a little badass at it.
Badass kids and handing up and shit. But that's real shit, bro. It's a whole nother world, man. Y'all niggas out here running around with the guns. That shit make you feel real safe, huh? I'm glad I had to go through fights, nigga. For real. Because it desensitized me to that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, now I know. Like, you better get that nigga before he get you. Because some of these motherfuckers can hit hard. I'll knock your ass out.
Hard, nigga.
That's what these little niggas are scared of.
Hard, nigga. I've been rocked.
I done been rocked a few times.
Nigga, the hardest hit I ever got was this nigga Treyway from the E.
Oh,
a lot of niggas know Treyway. Yeah. Big, big nigga and shit. Mm-hmm. Debo. For real, Debo.
Yeah.
Nigga known for knocking niggas out and shit. I think he passed now and shit, you know. But All-Star Weekend. Remember when it was in the city in Denver?
Oh, downtown.
All weekend.
Popping.
Fucking up, nigga. I fucked up. Like, buddy was drunk.
That's right.
You know, he was drunk and shit. He was down there with the nigga, Blackjack, rest in peace.
Okay.
And shit. And he was, you know, they was down there. I guess Jack was messing with his sister or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But buddy, he was, you know, he was drunk, but he was just. And I'm already familiar with his name. I know who he is and stuff. But he go up and he see this nigga THS had a flag hanging and he walk up to him and shit and he's like. He said, nigga, give me that. And takes his flag and shit. And he was like, nigga, you better. He said, nigga, better tuck it in. Or he's like, you got to tuck this in and don't wear this around me ever. And he was like, nigga, what you little nigga, where you from? So, you know, damn, turn it up. Like, nigga, I'm da-da-da. He was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that. So we telling him. So I don't know what's going on. Like, I know who he is, but I ain't seen him yet. I just see little bro turning up. So I go over there and shit. Like, hey, what's up? What's happening?
All right.
And then he was like, oh, what, you big bro? He's like, you too small, big bro. Y'all, both of y'all niggas weigh about what? Together, he said, what'd he say? Together. What he said, together, y'all a feather. That's what I think said some shit like, nigga, together, cold ass bar. Like to him, like a minute, nigga had to give a little head. Like, Like, nigga, oh, that's hardest. That might have been the hardest shit out. God damn.
To get the hell's
effect. Man, nigga wanted to do some. Nigga, burpee counts right there. You feel me?
That's an old school shit, right?
Nigga got to looking at the flex. Like, nigga, I mean.
Together.
Like, nigga, I just ate, though. I can't be this small. But yeah, buddy was on that, you know, and I'm just telling him, I'm like, nigga, what's happening, all this stuff? He's like, oh, you big, bro. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, together, y'all the feather. And he's like, but I like y'all. He's like, y'all niggas got heart and all this. He's like, it's on, y'all just got heart with the wrong nigga. He's like, I'm him.
Oh, shit. He said, I'm him. Oh, damn.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
he's
shit.
Like, I'm him, and came out his shirt.
Oh, fuck.
Right? This is a big nigga.
Yeah.
But there's four of us.
Scrap.
So in my head, there's four of us, and I got mine on me, so I'm already on some point. Like when he comes out the shirt, I'm like, nigga, Dwayne Johnson ain't getting no pharaohs. What the fuck you mean? I'm finna wrestle with The Rock? No, nigga, you better. What the fuck is this, nigga?
Dwayne The Rock don't catch
like, nigga. That's I don't give a fuck, like, nigga, hell nah. Dodge these Jumanjis, nigga. This is Kevin Hart to Dwayne Johnson. Nigga, I'm not finna box with Buddy. So it's like this, at this point, I'm already making my mind up. I turn to THs and I say something to him. I'm like, hey, bro, this nigga do anything, nigga, I'm finna. And once I say it, I turn my back and he said, nigga, what? And I turn my head over and he cocked me.
Oh.
Boom, hard too. If he wasn't drunk, he's knocking me out, period. But he clocks me, laid me, but I catch myself with my hand before I hit the ground.
Yeah.
Gather my thoughts and stuff, but I'm getting... And Buddy ain't budging. He just go back to drinking, you know, drinking his thing and shit. Like, ain't... Like he didn't just dislocate my shit. Like, I ain't finna be on a ramen noodle diet for the next 3 weeks. Like, I think I'm finna have me eating malt meal. For seven, nigga. Seven.
This nigga's out of control.
But yeah, he rocked me. So after I gather my thoughts and I, you know, whatever and stuff, I get back up. And as soon as I get back up, I go to up it.
Yeah.
It gets caught on my buckle. So as it gets caught, though, Blackjack stepped in the middle, grabbed my hand. And he like, hey, blood.
Yeah.
He's like, nigga, no. And he was like, nigga, let me handle it. He's like, this nigga drunk. He's all this and shit. But bro, my shit is,
right.
Nigga, I'm dripping, nigga. This nigga fucked my shit up and like, nigga, broke my jaw pretty much. And I'm like, he telling me this, and I'm like, nigga, Jack, my nigga, hey, I don't give a fuck, like, nigga, you know we fucks with you,
mm-hmm.
And I'm telling him, like, nigga, but if I gotta shoot through you, like, nigga, I'm like, my nigga, move, nigga, you look at my shit,
right.
And he like, bro, I know, and you know, and Buddy over there, he's not even paying me attention no more. He's talking to somebody else. Everybody that's walking by, that nigga back there, and you know, he partying up and he drinking, like he didn't just ruin my life. Like, nigga. So he do whatever he do. So he telling Jack, and I'm telling him, I'm like, my nigga, and he's like, the nigga telling me, like, hey, bro, listen. He's like, fuck, but for the main reason, you know where the fuck you at? It's All-Star Weekend. Nigga, look at all these cops over here. He's like, bro, you pull that out. Even if you get the shut off, you're going to jail. If you pull that out, you going to jail before you even get the shot off. They all around here.
Yeah, that's true.
And shit, you know, so I tuck it back.
Fuck.
I tuck it back, and he pushing that nigga. Trevor, he's like, bro, come to the car. And his sister pushing him too. Like, why the fuck you do him like that and all this? He wasn't even doing. He was like, nah. He's like, I like the little nigga though. He's like, and he's like, he got heart, and a nigga can take a hit. The nigga look, he's like, hey, cuz I don't know where you from, but you got a future, cuz. Like, hey, you got a future in this game, baby, nigga. He's like, nigga, and then he told me the heart. I remember, like, it was yesterday, he said, nigga, cuz you took one from the realest, nigga. He said, oh, to the chin, you took one from the realest, nigga. You good.
That nigga's a G for real.
Fuck that, cuz at this moment, I'm trying to fight back tears. Like, right. Not because, like, it's hurting, cuz it was hurting. I'll have tears from the hurt and shit. Right. Like,
yeah.
But the tears is coming from, nigga, I'm so motherfucking hot and mad. Cause I know what just happened here, and I can't do nothing about it. Or I can, but it's like I'm not in a position to, like,
stupid.
Nigga, I ain't this gangster either.
Yeah.
No matter how hard I thought I was and stuff, it was like, nigga, that logic still popped in, and it was like, you know what I mean?
You could've did it.
But it's like, nigga, situations like this, like, nigga, what you, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's real. That's life changing.
Yeah.
Because if Buddy's not there, who's to say? And that don't get caught, who's to say it don't just come out? Because you ain't even thinking.
Right.
It ain't even that I'm a killer, but I'm trying to
react to
this. I don't know how to react to this because I can't fight Buddy.
Right.
Even before I was saying I was going to fight him. Now I'm feeling The Fist of Fury? This nigga.
I know what he got.
I'm feeling these Tyson Douglas. That nigga got them Foremans before the grill, nigga. I was like, God damn. Before the grill. Nigga, I came in that bitch banging. I'm leaving. Screaming Ali. Kumbaya. Like, God damn, get this nigga.
Look, we got one like that. Remember that nigga? We all know who he was. Remember that nigga caught us, bro, at that party, nigga.
That nigga bust my shit, though.
Nigga, this nigga hit both of us, nigga. This nigga.
Oh, no, you talking about the college. Oh, you talking about the little college party.
I don't remember which one.
I thought we was talking about the other one when we found him. It was the H's, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Them Horton niggas, bro. When niggas did that. And then he said, he was like, something, it's Horton's. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, he started whooping. He was like, oh, y'all SLs. Boom. And I remember when I took off and old buddy had, nigga, my jaw was like this.
Bro. Oh, nah. And I knocked that nigga out. Else.
I smacked him good. But then that's a different one. But I did that nigga bad. The one that was at that party, that was Green Valley. It was out here.
Yeah, it was out here.
Yeah, bro.
I remember I was
grown men, though,
bro. Fuck out of us, nigga.
Yeah. That nigga punched the shit out of both of us.
With one punch, my nigga. One fucking punch, bro.
Bro, I don't know how
that nigga.
Fucks.
Y'all got Steven Seagal?
Bro, I don't know how this nigga did this shit.
Nigga, this is some.
Nigga, this is some. Either.
This is some Raizu shit. You know Raizu?
What? Oh, yeah.
Ninja Assassin.
Man. Yeah, that was that.
Not me. He caught it first, but I must have caught the worst.
The nigga slid across.
I went back to the couch like, shit, this nigga. He tried to fucking run at me and shit.
We was young niggas, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? We were still high school niggas, bro.
He was trying to push me.
Them niggas in their fucking mid-20s and shit, probably 30s.
I was not letting that nigga hit me again.
That nigga swung. Hey, bro, that nigga said, boom, boom.
I tried to choke his ass out.
He talked his little lip. We like, oh, yeah, for sure. We can park here, though, bro. That nigga said, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Man, like what the fuck? Remember, it was like a couple days later. It was like
I done seen bullets do it, where they shoot a bullet through. Buddy hit y'all with a continuous punch.
It was a continuous
fucking hit, and just kept going. No, what if he would have brought that bitch back though? Shit, this nigga throwing boomerangs.
Nah, he got his bitch ass choked out though. The nigga almost died.
Hey, what's crazy? You know what you got to do now though. You know what you're supposed to do, bro. That's how I always figured. I remember when niggas was young getting into it with these old niggas at these bars where we was going.
Oh, man.
And it was like, these niggas might be 30-something and, like, muscle down and beat niggas up. They was fucking niggas up. But one thing I always remembered is, like, all right, so buddy got, like, 20 years on me. Like, nigga, I'm going to catch that nigga coming out that retirement home. Nigga, I'm throwing nigga bus driver uppercuts, them arugans. I'm hitting this nigga with every combo because I know nigga he can't fade me. This nigga you 66. I'm not
your old ass.
I'm knocking Geritol out of bitch. Nigga, and if Geraldine ass out there watching to you, and she out there screaming and shit like. She better keep them dentures in and stay out this because she don't know how far this go back.
Geraldine,
and you get off my Gregory. Bitch, Gregory used to stump me out at Little Caesars. Gregory finna take all these hot and readies.
Oh, God. That's funny as hell. Real shit, man. It's funny, though, now, like, becoming that nigga, though, the older niggas now. You know what I'm saying? Seeing these little niggas out here running around. Doing their thing and shit. I'm like, okay, nigga, I used to act like really like doing that shit.
That shit is wild. I turned into a girl that was 19 and she was asking me like, hey, didn't you do that on Mama's song? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I love that and stuff. She was like, yeah. She told me like, my dad was in the video. She told me who her dad was and she's like, yo, my dad. And that nigga, you know, we was all around the same age and stuff. She was like, my dad was in the video and stuff. She was like, so you like, the same age as my dad, huh? But how she said it, she said it, my only reaction was like on some, how Kevin Hart did with Don Cheadle, where he said,
oh,
damn.
Shit, yeah.
Damn. My reaction was where she said, it's like, oh, damn, so you like as old as my dad is, huh? My only reaction was just like, she said it, and I was like, she said it, she's like, damn, you as old as my dad is. I was like, fuck you. But it was just on some, like, I mean, I'm like, and I'm like, on, fuck baby. You, and I'm like, right. I'm like, hey, listen, my bad. I mean, only like, fuck you, but I mean, like,
Fuck what you say.
I mean, like, hey, stop talking.
Stop talking. You're too young. You're young enough.
Fuck Shut you up. Know about.
Where you get this from?
Age is a chick, motherfucker. That's funny, nigga. That Don Cheadle shit was hilarious. That nigga Kevin Hart, I'm sorry. Fucking apologize too late.
Oh, shit. Oh, these niggas.
Shit, boom. Man.
Hey, look, I got a slide, though, man. Name. Listen, I know. I wish I could stay longer, bro. We got so much to talk about. I'm gonna be back on another one if y'all have me. I definitely.
Man, look, always welcome, bro. The door's always open for you, my man.
Man, my
look,
God.
Shoot your shit out for the people real quick so everybody can go follow you, hit up your socials, and whatever else you want them to hit up for you, my nigga. Shoot all your shit out there before we get out of here.
Hey, man, I'm just on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at @its_hz. Bunch of music stuff. Go on YouTube, search Get Money Shit. All the videos and stuff will pop up. Search H's on iTunes, Apple Music, Pandora, Spotify, any of that. Bunch of stuff will pop up. You know, I've been doing it for a long minute, starting to really take it serious. A lot of great music, man. Y'all gonna love it. You won't be disappointed. Look out for Windows, the short film coming soon, you know. Guest starring my nigga, the player himself, Jay Truesdale, you know. And also got an album I just finished that's also called Windows. It's gonna serve as a soundtrack to it. And it coincides. So, and y'all gonna love that too. You know? You know, and if I could talk my shit a little bit, ain't nobody making an album like that this year. I swear to God. Y'all niggas waiting on Drake. and y'all waiting on Drake and Ye.
Get him.
Listen, need none of them niggas. Nigga, I don't care if K-Dot drop on the same day and I fucks with K-Dot. All them niggas better, hey, they better realize what time it is, nigga. Like, listen, Windows, the album and movie.
Nigga.
Fuck what everybody else doing, man. Fuck with us, especially from the city, man. Oh, it's God. All about us. Nigga, I don't care about the outside shit, the Cavs, the Chicago's and all them. Salute and love to them and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's box business first. You hear me? Mm-hmm. And if you from the box, I don't give a fuck if I used to shoot at you used to shoot at me and shit. It still fuck you, but man, nigga, go put on for your section. Go do that. Okay. If I see you out and the wrong thing happens and stuff, mm-hmm. I'ma swing before you swing. And then we all go fights. That don't make sense. Right. But hey, man, I appreciate y'all having me.
Man, you already know. It's all love, my nigga.
Players Podcast. You know,
appreciate the player coming through, man. For yes, sure, sir. For sure, man. Oh God, everybody go peep that shit. All right, look, y'all follow me, Truce from the Six on Instagram. Follow the Players Podcast on Twitter, and my nigga LJ, shoot your shit out there, man. This nigga don't ever share shit.
I'm about to shoot a video too. It's called For Ha Ha. That's the video, I'm dropping two songs, Ha Ha and No More Losses. Hey. Probably gonna drop them next Friday. Windows, like I said, all that coming the end of this year, and. Man, appreciate y'all having me. You know, love to everybody. You know, and if it's fuck me today, it's fuck you forever.
Oh, God. Y'all keep me smooth.
Wisdom 2600 at me.
On Instagram, hit my nigga up. You can see everybody gonna be tagged on the Players Podcast shit, all right? Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keeps it player. Gone.